This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Famma ba'du, my dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to our annual argument about when to celebrate Eid. Now, why should we have this argument? I have no idea. But let me try to put things in perspective for you. Number one, I am Muslim. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah and the last and final of them, after whom there is no other. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. What does that mean? It means that for me, the word of Allah and the word of Rasulullah ﷺ takes precedence over anyone and anything else, without any reservations, without any boundaries. Now, on the subject of moon sighting, Rasulullah ﷺ's hadith, which is in Muslim Sharif, it's a sahih hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, see the moon of Ramadan, the new moon of Ramadan, and start fasting, and see the new moon of Shawwal and stop fasting. And if the sky is cloudy for you, then complete 30 days of Ramadan. For me, these words of the hadith are absolutely crystal clear. There is no doubt in them whatsoever. Therefore, for me, I take it that there is no need for me to go beyond this, to listen to anybody, any fatwa, any individual, any sheikh, any mufti, any murshid, to listen to any group of scholars, to listen to any fatwa board, to listen to anybody whatsoever, when I have the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to listen to. I brought iman on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not on anybody else. And therefore, when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something, anyone and everyone else for me has no value, zero. I will follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam only, and Allah is my witness. And therefore, we see the moon, we saw the moon and we started fasting, we will see the moon and we'll end fasting. Now, seeing does not mean that I have to see it personally, at least it must be seen in my country of residence. So I live nowadays in the United States of America, therefore the moon should be sighted in the US. If the moon is sighted in any other country, alhamdulillah, good for them, let them follow their own sighting. If someone wants a logical explanation, very simple logical explanation is, when do I pray Salatul Maghrib? I will pray Salatul Maghrib when the time of Maghrib comes in America. I don't pray Salatul Maghrib when it is time for Maghrib in the Haram in Makkah. I don't pray Salatul Maghrib when it is the time for Maghrib in Jamia Masjid in Delhi. I pray for my daily prayers. I take the daily time. If you want to use the word sighting of the sun. For the months, sighting of the sun in my country, in my place. Similarly, therefore, for the months, I take the sighting of the moon in my country, in my place. And this is the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please, stay away from all arguments. Stay away from all needless and pointless discussions when the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is absolutely clear. Now, usual two arguments. Number one, modern times, we are embracing modernity. Please, you are not embracing modernity if you are using calculations, because calculations have been around for 4,000 years in the Hindu lunar calendar. There's nothing modern about that. It is the most ancient of pieces of knowledge, and the Arabs were well aware of that. So if somebody says to you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have said this because he did not know about the calendar, sorry, that's not true. First of all, the Rasul alayhi salam, what he is saying is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to say. وَمَا يَنْتِخُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not say anything of his own. He says only what we have revealed to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm. And especially in matters of ibadah, fasting is ibadah, opening the fast is ibadah, Eid is ibadah. Therefore, what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is wahi min Allahi ta'ala. So it's not a question of not doing calculations. This is what we follow. Calculations are there. They have always been there. They are there today. We do not follow them with regard to moon sighting. We sight the moon. We follow the sighting, not the calculation, because this is what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Second argument that is trotted out usually is, it is more convenient. I completely agree with you. It would be extremely convenient if somebody says that the 20th of October is Eid al-Fitr. It would be even more convenient because that is my birthday. I don't even need to remember that, right? Just like the Christian says, 25th of December is the birthday of Isa alayhi salam. The fact that he was born in July doesn't matter. Please understand this. This deen of Islam is a deen where in every single act of worship of ours, we are expressing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign of expressing love is that the person who is expressing his love does that which is not convenient. He does more, not less. He does more for his beloved. Our beloved is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do more. Every single ibadah in this religion of ours, believe me, is inconvenient. Wudu is inconvenient, 5 times a day. Ghusl is inconvenient. Right? I would like to bathe when I feel like bathing. But if I need to make ghusl, I must make ghusl, because otherwise my ibadah is not accepted. My worship is not accepted. Salah 5 times a day is very inconvenient. Tell me, find me somebody who says it's very convenient. It's not. It's very inconvenient. Tahajjud, even more inconvenient, but even more beneficial. Fasting, the whole of Ramadan, very inconvenient. Eating at odd hours, not eating for 12 hours, 14 hours in the day, highly inconvenient. Right? Hajj, the most inconvenient. Wearing 2 unstitched pieces of cloth and doing all the arkan of Hajj, not a single thing in that is convenient. But we do that because we love Allah. So having the Eid specified 1 year in advance on a particular day and time would be very convenient, but that is not this deen. That is not this religion. So forget about the arguments of convenience. We are a people who love Allah, and therefore we do that which is inconvenient, because our messenger, our Muhammad, our Rasul, our Imam, our leader, and the one we follow told us to do that. So let us follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will see the moon. Local sighting in whichever country we are, and we will follow that for Eid. And if somebody else wants to do whatever they want, that's up to them. People do all kinds of stuff. That's not our responsibility. We will not follow them. We will not go with that. We will go with what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Because when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow, the only name which will have value is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody else's name. So let us follow that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.